RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got the masterpiece of the week coming up about 7 minutes from now. It is the KNC masterpiece. Will Chambers in this edition with Alec Medford and Kevin Walker. We'll talk with the G-Bag boys today. Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. They will be taking over at 2 o'clock. We'll cross with them. The games we're looking forward to most this weekend. And by the way, appreciate the those weighing in on the Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text. 877-881-1053. Some nice little back and forth in there on some college stuff. Some good things being brought up. The Georgia, they're going to want to ground and pound. That is definitely what they're going to want to do with Ole Miss. And also that Texas Tech is going to come out looking rusty because of the three-week layoff. These layoffs are ridiculous. They're so dumb. It's way too long.
Just as a fan, it's irritating. And I do believe in the rest versus rust thing. I think that rust plays a huge part.
I agree.
Especially when it comes to the college game. It's like these guys haven't been doing this long enough to prepare themselves and prepare their bodies. They're still new to this. They're still learning the right way to approach it. And as a fan, it's like, dude, I want football. I want football all the time.
I'm here. I'm for it. Totally for it. All right. The matchups that we're looking forward to most this weekend, Alec Medford or Kevin Walker? Kevin, let's start with you.
Ooh, okay, let's see here, because I was not ready for this.
Okay, Alec Medford.
I'm going to go with Texans at Chargers. That is going to be the game that is going to have my attention.
By the way, this is Saturday, if just in case you didn't know and you have no idea what day it is. Today is Friday. Tomorrow, we got two games, this being one of them.
Yes, and the Texans have been an interesting case study this
season. Boy, are they ever.
They are so sound and so solid, and nobody is talking about them. Their defense is one of the best in the league. Shocker, D'Amico Ryans is their head coach. He is absolutely killing it this year under the radar in an AFC that is already overcrowded, which we discussed at length earlier in the show. But they're getting a litmus test here about if they're for real in this playoff hunt against the Chargers, who at 11-4 again, quietly dominating in the AFC, because almost none of their wins are impressive for the Chargers. Very close games, heart attack games, that they don't do anything flashy. It feels like, to go back to college football, they're a very Kurt Cignetti team. They just win. Google it. Their record is great. The box score numbers do not jump off the page whatsoever. They have an experienced head coach. They have a really good defensive coordinator in Jesse Minter that just plays damage control. He doesn't dominate the turnover ratio. He doesn't, you know, light up the scoreboard with the sack totals and pressures. They just stop people from scoring. And they're so good at doing nothing great. It's awesome. And I think that's honestly outside of the Texans' defense. That's what these teams are. They're good without being great. And I want to see which one fails in this game. Because honestly, I want to see D'Amico Ryans make a run at this thing. I love him as a coach. I loved him as a player. I just want to see him succeed. I hate the city of Houston and everything about it. But I wouldn't mind seeing him and CJ Stroud find some success.
Can I ask you an odd question? Would you like them more if they were the Oilers? I would.
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I would too.
Yeah, I miss the color scheme.
Yeah, 100%. They're dangerous. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be playing them in the AFC. They're still playing for a playoff. I mean, they're 94% chance of being in. They're very likely going in, but they haven't secured it yet. The other game, that's at 3:30 on NFL Network tomorrow. Baltimore in Green Bay to take on the Packers tomorrow night on Peacock. You, sir.
I'm between two different games, but I have a feeling that Will Chambers is going to lean towards one of them, so I'll take the other one. It might be a low-hanging fruit, but I do think that the Eagles and the Bills is a very interesting football game. We've been calling on the Bills to kind of close out opponents that they should beat, and I think that the Eagles are an opponent that they should beat. And if they want to go on a playoff run where there's no Patrick Mahomes present, they need to beat the Eagles, and I would say probably handedly. I'd say that game is most interesting.
The game I'm most interested in takes place at noon in Charlotte.
Never mind then.
Because if Seattle loses, that opens the door for my boys to take on the 49ers at night and to still get the one seed.
That's
so
right.
I am locked in to Seahawks-Panthers at noon on CBS.
I knew it.
Locked in. Carolina's been playing pretty damn good. It looks like the playoff team, Bryce Young, turns out he's not so bad.
He figured him out. All it took was Dave Canales.
No doubt.
Figured him out, and it just feels so weird. It is December 26, 2025, and I am saying that the Carolina Panthers are a pretty damn good team.
Yeah.
I did not think that was going to be a reality. I mean, just look at the Vegas odds for their win total this season going into it. Nobody expected any kind of success, let alone playing for a division.
Interesting, too, that let's say if Seattle does end up winning, then they've got San Francisco may just rest their starters because the 49ers won't be playing for anything.
Yeah.
Seattle next week, you know, they take on the 49ers, but it won't. I think it's something about even if they tie whatever, it doesn't matter. So that's interesting. It's kind of like, well, pick your poison there. So anyway. I threw you a little curveball, huh? Didn't I? Yeah.
Wasn't a curveball to me. I knew exactly what was coming because you
got
playoff.
Y'all knew what the theme was.
You got playoff implications, Will, but I got a clock.
Yes, you do.
And it says it's 1:30, so that means it's time for Masterpiece of the
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The week.
Welcome into Masterpiece of the Week. We do it every Friday on KNC Masterpiece, where we go through the wild, wacky, and questionable things said on the airwaves here on 105.3 The Fan. We like to pick on people that aren't here, and there are a bevy of people that aren't here in week's submission. We have 12 cuts, gentlemen. 12 cuts, because I did add in one. I added one late, but let's start with, he only has one submission, but I think it's a pretty good one. Let's start with Chiafalo.
He keeps railing dudes.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Is it?
Is he talking about Diddy?
Oh, jeez.
I think that's a question that only Eric Chiafalo would have the answer to.
It is 1 p.m., not 1 a.m.
Sorry about that. That was the DayQuil talking.
You blacked out. You didn't know what he said. That's not your fault.
What happened?
I don't have a pen.
Let's remember Carter in memory with this cut.
He will die, he will perish, and he will enjoy it.
I know exactly what he was talking about, too.
What was it?
He was talking about the Pop-Tarts Bowl mascot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I do remember that.
That's a great one, because he is there. If you go to his social media, he is at the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Called it heaven.
Yeah, and not gonna lie, it does look like heaven.
When's the last time you had a Pop-Tart?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm. Years ago? Like, probably pandemic, maybe?
My girlfriend wanted Pop-Tarts for the apartment, so I'd probably say month ago?
Yeah. Mine was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Absolutely delicious.
It's been 2 or 3 years for me.
Dip back in, Alec.
Really?
Absolutely delicious.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Alec, you are present.
I'm the president, if you will.
We'll make fun of you later. Let's go to Corey.
That's the hole. All right? That's the hole. I got to just reach in there.
Okay. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Is he fishing? Is he doing the
ice fishing?
What's that you do with the, they call it something. When you stick your arm in.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, noodling?
Noodling, that's it. Yeah.
Catfishing with your hand?
Yeah.
What he was talking about there, I'll defend him on this one. He was holding up a picture as he was doing this. His microwave is broken, and there is a slot that he had. It's barely accessible, but you have to use it because there's no handle to get the door open. So, yeah, he has to do some finagling to open the door. I know your game, Kevin Walker. I was watching my words carefully there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alex, since you have the context of this, do you think this clip has anything to do with his microwave situation?
But basically, it's tight. It's real tight.
Yeah. Judging by the picture he showed me, it did look very tight.
All right. We will move on to another Corey cut.
Thank you.
But I like the raw version of it.
Oh,
man, he was on one. Is this all from one day by chance?
Probably, because
all one segment? I mean, what kind of heater was Corey on?
Most, if not all of these, are going to come from Monday and Tuesday alone.
Yeah, okay.
So, shout out to Jacob Ray.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did tell me. He texted me and warned me yesterday or the day before, and he was like, there's some crazy stuff this week, and I want credit. So there you go. Jacob, you got your credit.
That's my Bears brother right there.
All right.
Let's go to Brian Broaddus.
But you just naturally put it on the skin and it slides right on, or is this a struggle?
So that sounds like he's talking about some precautionary tools used for intercourse, but he is actually talking about Spanx.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. That's right. I was like, this sounded familiar to me. Yeah. You ever worn Spanx?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
We were out at Derby
like
a month or so, a couple months ago, and there was like this group of girls that was in that had gone to, they're super into this book series, which is like Game of Thrones-y, but it's really geared more towards females.
Huh.
People know what this is. I didn't, whatever. Anyway, so they were huge into it. I think they went to medieval times for dinner. They'll show up after. But they had this, like, corset thing, and they kept putting it on, like, you know, you think you can wear, and they were trying to pull it on as tight as they could. It fit me just perfectly.
Did you enjoy that experience?
I mean, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I didn't. It wasn't uncomfortable, but it was uncomfortable on some friends, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Will Chambers, Spanx expert.
There weren't Spanx, but I feel like it's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, then you just start diving into the spandex wormhole.
Yeah.
So that's a longer, that's a podcast conversation.
Sure. Sure.
For sure.
I mean, I don't know if this counts, but I wore tights in high school. You know, for working out and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did all the time. Oh. Like spandex in general.
Yeah, I used to wear them under the my football pants.
Yeah.
I still have them. I wore them playing golf like 2 weeks ago underneath the pants I was wearing because it was kind of chilly. It was like, day started out in the upper 40s.
We need to start doing that more.
82 degrees outside right now. And Alec, now we do go and make fun of you.
Oh yeah, the big beautiful beaver that's just beaver. Waiting to greet you as soon as you walk up.
Uh-huh. Where was this?
That was a thing I said.
And no, I know, but where? Yeah, but I want to know where it is.
I bet you do. Yep. And you're going to be disappointed when I tell you. I was talking about everybody's favorite gas station, Buc-ee's.
Oh, yes.
And I was talking about, that's the thing about me. I often think, just not very hard. And I did not think about what that could sound like. I was literally speaking about the giant statue of Buc-ee.
Yeah.
Where he's got his arms out and everything. He's greeting you. He wants you to come visit. But I said it in a very unfortunate manner.
I once we were about to tee off in a golf tournament.
Mm.
And, you know, it was one of those, you know, scramble deals, whatever. And my brother-in-law's with me. And then, like, two other guys, their sales guys, is when I was down the street. And then some advertiser. And, you know, the line from Tombstone, right? Where it's like, go ahead, skin that smoke wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went, go ahead, smoke that skin wagon. And I went, huh. Well, that's really, different when you switch those two words.
How is it different?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Alec, you have one more submission.
Why? Your blood, my face, sounds pretty cool. Okay.
Wow. Wait, does it?
Not when I hear it again.
Oh, man.
It doesn't.
Where?
Your blood, why do my face, sounds pretty cool.
Was this something, I felt like this is WWE related.
That's right?
That's a great guess. This is Corey's doing. He was talking about Jim Harbaugh's story of the player walking up to him and saying, Coach, my arm is bleeding. And he just rubbed the blood and put it on his face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to try to motivate him.
Yeah.
And so I was like, look, I'm all for
that
motivating your team.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
I would never do that. And then I was like, I thought I had a better joke in there. That's not anything Masterpiece of the Week worthy. I was like, this sounds like a HIPAA violation. But of course, the one seemingly gross and sexual thing gets marked. Thanks, Jacob.
All right, and then I pulled this one from earlier today, actually.
Hey, okay, big boy, let me see what you can do, right?
Mickey Spagnuolo.
Okay.
The man that you are.
Love it.
I always love the Mickey features in Masterpiece of the Week. They always make my day.
All right, there's your clips, boys.
All right, it's voting time. There's some good choices, but I'm going to go with the most risque one here. Give me Eric Chiafalo talking about what happens to dudes.
He keeps railing dudes.
Yeah, I'm going to second that, actually.
Because he keeps railing dudes.
It's just no context is needed.
He did it on purpose.
As one does.
Everything he does is intentional.
Yeah.
Just wait for crosstalk.
You have to go back and listen to G-Bag really like three times on the podcast to catch all the things that Chiafalo slips in there.
And Wolchuk, to his
Wolchuk
credit,
does too.
He's slick with it.
Cheech really, really slips in stuff that I feel like that does not get caught. It's great. Let's find out some more of that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.